Okay, let's start Chazara, yeah? So I thought, Yitz Hashem B'Nadr, today we'll do Taisis Chila Cotton. And I'll try and cover everything. I think if everyone okay to stay until Mincha? It's like an hour and a half. If we do an hour and a half, I think we can do all of Chila Cotton. And then tomorrow we can do Raiv and Dina Nefoshis and Ishtane. And then that leaves us Wednesday and Thursday, we can cover Bab Machteres. Does that sound good? Yeah. So maybe today I'm not going to go through every nitty-gritty, but I'll go through the main surah of the Cheshbon. And that way we'll cover all the different pshatim and all the major kashas. And I'll try and do it in a way that will be, I think, most helpful. Okay, so let's make Haschala. Fine. So the first thing we're going to do is talk about this taisvis, Tzchila Cotton. So the Gemara says, the Gemara brings a memra of Rabba, that a cotton ain't like mylid. Says Rabba, Omar Rabba, cotton ain't a mylid, shneemar im ain't leish gayel. The Torah says that if someone steals, or he's nishba al shaker, so you have to pay back the keren. And if the individual who you stole from is deceased, then you have to pay gayelim. And then im ain't leish gayel, so he has to give the money to a kayin. So feg the Gemara, v'chiyesh lecha adam b'yisal she'ein legayel. How could it be that there's a Jew who doesn't have any relatives? So, for the Gemara, it's talking about a case of Gezel Hager. The Gezel Hager, Kosser Medaber, the Omer Achmana, Ish at the Tzarek Lasser Lav Yimesh Legayelim, the Imlav, Cotton, Ish at the Tzarek Lasser Lav Yadusha, Ein Legayelim. If he's a Ger Cotton, so A, because a Ger, he doesn't have parents who can be Mayrishim, and since he's a Cotton Ein Emerli, there's a Chazak, a Cotton doesn't have children, and therefore there's no requirement to go search out Gayelim to pay them back. That's the memory of Rabbah, that a cotton isn't mylid. So Taisus wants to know, how is it that a cotton can own property min hatayr in the first place? Says Taisus, v'im taymar u'minalei lahai cotton memayna. How could it be that this cotton has mamin? Ha'aminim bepek misha meis. The Gemara says in Bava Basra, ein schia l'cotton. A cotton can't be zoicha in an object for himself. So a cotton can't acquire an object for himself. How is it possible that a cotton has money that you can steal? Says Taisus further, v'ibish v'zikulayal de'acher, maybe somebody else was zeicha on behalf of the cotton, ha'ikam l'manda omar b'perk misha meis, there's a manda omar in the Gemara there who holds that you can't be zeicha for cotton bichlal, and even according to the Bar Plukt in the Gemara there, that you can be zeicha for a cotton. Says Taisus, that zechia has to be midrabonon, not midraisa, because zechia is mitam shlichus, and a cotton doesn't have shlichus. So there are two hanachas in Taisus here. The first hanacha is that zechiyah is mitam shlichus. And the second hanacha is that a cotton doesn't have shlichus, which is a gemara in many places. The fact that a cotton doesn't have shlichus, Taisus says, is learnt out from a miut of atem gam atem said by truma. So the gemara uses that miut to be mema'et ger from shlichus, ma'atem b'nei bris, avshluchachem b'nei bris. So says Taisus, the same logic is also in the ma'at akotin from shlichus. Ma'atem gedolim, av shluchachem gedolim. This second nekud in Taisus, that zechiyos mitam shlichus, is a machlokes rishon between Taisus and the Rashba. So Taisus by us says that zechiyos mitam shlichus, he brings a raya that zechiyos is mitam shlichus from a Gemara in Bav Metzia. The Gemara in Bav Metzia has a line, Chotzer, the Gemara says, Chotzer mishum yada is rabbi. The ability for Chotzer to be koine for a cotton is learnt out from the din of Yad. It's nisraba as a type of Yad. It's the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan in the Gemara Bav Metzia. The loy gara mishlichus. But yet it's no worse than shlichus. And just as You can be zeicha la'adam shaloi b'fanav. When it comes to inyanei schus, such as a mitzia, a chotzer can be zeicha for a cotton shaloi b'fanav. In matters of chayv, however, we have a din that ain chavin la'adam shaloi b'fanav. So a chotzer can't accept the get for a ketana unless the ketana is beside the chotzer. Everyone remember this gemara? That's the line of the gemara. So the simple pshat in Taisus is that the raya is from the fact that the Gemara says, loy gar mishlichus, and then goes on to say, zachin ladim shalai b'fanav, vein chavin ladim shalai b'fanav. So, mashma, it's all one inyan. The din of zachin la'adim shalai b'fanav is because of shlichus. Rashi says the way it works is that there's an anan sahadeh that this individual would have made a shaliach lahachi. That's how this process works. So that's Taisa's raya that zechiyah is mitam shlichus. The Rashban Rav Metzia, however, disagrees and brings a raya from the same gemara lehefek that zechiyah is not mitam shlichus but mitam yad. Which is pretty astounding that Taisus brings a raya from our gemara that zechiyah is mitam shlichus, and the Rashba brings a raya from our gemara that zechiyah is actually mitam yad. So how is this gemara raya to the shita of the Rashba? So the Rashba himself points out that there is a machlekes in the gemara Yud Aleph of Metzia between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. The machlokis is whether or not a katan has chatzar and dal amos for kinyan of a metziah. Rabbi Yochanan holds that chatzar is rabbe mishum yad. And just as a katan has a yad, so too a katan has chatzar. A chatzar can be kind of a katan. But Reish Lakish holds that chatzar is rabbe mishum shlichus. And since a katan is nisma'id from shlichus, a katan doesn't have kinyan chatzar. That's the machlokes between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. And we pass in like Rabbi Yochanan. So says the Rashba, we, Anan Kaim along Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that chotzer is this Rabbi Mishum Yad, and yet the Gemara says that the din of Zachin La'adim Shalob Afanav applies to chotzer. If that's the case, it must be that the din of Zachin La'adim Shalob Afanav works mitam yad, not mitam shlichus. That's the Raya of the Rashba. The problem is, the Gemara says, Beferush, Chatzer Mishum Yad, V'lo Gara Mishlichus. So how does the Rashba understand that line of the Gemara? So the simple pshat is, that when the Gemara says, Lo Gara Mishlichus does not mean that Chatzer shares that quality of Shlichus. Lo Gara Mishlichus really means that Chotzer, the koyach of chotzer mishum yad should be no different than the koyach of shlichus. Meaning, lo gar mishlichus, just as shlichus would work, so too chotzer would work mitam yad. A little bit strange, but that's what the Gemara would have to be saying. The question is, why would the Rashba read the Gemara this way? So the way Rebbe explained it is that the Rashba holds that since Shitas of Yochanan is that chotzer is rabbi mishum yad, there is no mekor in Torah that chotzer is also isad mishum shlichus. And that haguf is the machlekes between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. How does chotzer work? Does chotzer work mitam yad, or does chotzer work mitam shlichus? If you say chotzer works mitam yad, then there's no mekor in Torah that chotzer also has the koyach of shlichus. And if you say chotzer works mikoyach shlichus, then there's no mekor in Torah that chotzer works mitam yad. So that's exactly what the Rashba is saying. If we pass in like Rabbi Yochanan, the chotzer is mishum yad, then when the Gemara says zachin la'adam shaloi b'fanav, it can't mean that zachin la'adam shaloi b'fanav with the chotzer is referring to is mikayach shlichus, because there's no mekor in Torah that it should work mikayach shlichus. It has to work only mikayach yad. And when the Gemara says lo gar mishlichus, it doesn't mean it has that quality of shlichus. It just means that the din of yad is going to be able to do as much as the din of shlichus. Anyone following? So now, if this is the case, according to the Rashba, chotzer is mishum yad, then there are two problems. Problem number one is why do you have to have dafka of the chotzer of the niske? As in, why can't I, if I want, someone wants to give me a gift, thank you very much, wants to give me a gift, I have a chotzer, but Russell also has a chotzer. So why is it that Shmuel Esher can't take his wedding presents and put them in Russell's chotzer and give them to me? Right, why wouldn't that work? The Gemara's mevor that only my chotzer can be kind of for me, not Russell's chotzer. But if the idea is that a chotzer is a yad, type of makom kabbalah, so what does it matter if it's my chotzer? What does it matter if it's Russell's chotzer? That's problem number one, yeah? Problem number two is if I atenach, according to Tosfos, if chotzer works mitam shlichus, so then maybe maybe a goy could also be mekab, could be zeicher for somebody. Because then vaday a goy can't be zeicher for somebody. Pardon me, because a goy is nisnai from shlichus. But according to the Rashba, that chotzer and zchia is all mitam yad. So why can't a goy be zeicher for Yisrael? A goy also has a yad, yeah. But the Rashba says beferush that a goy can't be zeicher for an Yisrael. Yeah, so two problems. Number one, why dafka my chotzer? Why not Russell's chotzer? And problem number two, according to the Rashba, why can't a goy be zeicher for Yisrael? A goy also has a yad. So Rebbe answered like this. The vort of zochin is that when it comes to midi d'schus, anybody can accept an object on behalf of a katan. And when you accept the object on behalf of the katan, so your yad becomes like the yad of the katan. Yeah, you don't have to have a maisa kinyan. It's enough that your yad transforms halachically into the hand of the katan. And when the object goes into your hand, it's either going into the hand of the katan. And in midi d'chayiv, that's not good enough, because ein chavim la'adam shalei b'fanav. You actually have to have a maisa kinyan on behalf of the katan. Such a situation for chayva, being memana shaliach would work. Because when you're memana shaliach, the shaliach's maisa kinyan is ki'ilu, your maisa kinyan. That's the whole idea of zechiyu mitam yad. That your yad becomes the yad of the katan. Now, when it comes to the chotzer, how the chotzer is able to be kainer for somebody, only the chotzer of that katan can be considered the katan's yad. That's like a dover pashut. Russell's chotzer can't be my chotzer. Can't be my yad. Because it's Russell's chotzer. Only my chotzer can be my yad. Yeah. Because the way in which a chotzer acts as a yad is that a chotzer is a makom kabbalah. Yeah? It's my makom kabbalah. So if you put something in my chotzer, you put something in my makom kabbalah, and it becomes mine. If you put something in Russell's chotzer, you put something in Russell's chotzer kabbalah, makom kabbalah. So it can't go to me. Yeah? You following? If that's the case, why is it that someone else's yad can become my yad? How would that work? Why don't I say that only my yad can be my makom kabbalah, and someone else's yad can't be my makom kabbalah? So that, says the Rashba b'Feirush and Kedushin, is a chiddush kra from the pasuk nasi echad, nasi echad. There the Torah is mechadesh this idea that someone else's yad can become my yad. But that chiddush isn't going to extend to a chotzer. That's too much of a chiddush. That chiddush is only going to be limited to something that is a vadei makom kabbalah, like someone else's hand. If that's the case, then this chiddush, that someone else's hand can become my hand and kind of for me, was only said by Jews, not by goyim. So the yad of a goy cannot be zeiche for an Yisrael. Yeah, so that's pshat in this Rashba. Okay? The Rashba holds that zechiyo is mitam yad, not mitam shlichus, and the way he's machri that is because Rabbi Yochanan holds that chotzer is mishum yad, and if chotzer is mishum yad, then there's no makor in Torah that chotzer should also have that quality of shlichus. And if the hesper is that a chotzer is a makom kabbalah. And if it's my chotzer, then that chotzer can serve as a makom kabbalah for me. Anything that goes into it is nikna for me. And on top of that, there's a chiddush from the pasuk nasi echad, that teaches that someone else can make their hand into a makom kabbalah on behalf of another individual. But Taisus, on the other hand, holds that zechiyah is mitam shlichus, and chotzer has both qualities. Chotzer can become a yad, and a chotzer can be shlichus. Yeah, chotzer has the koyach of yad when you're standing next to the chotzer. Like a katana who wants to mekabel her get, she can mekabel her get by means of her chotzer if she's standing next to her chotzer. When she's standing next to her chotzer, then the chotzer becomes like her yad. If she's not standing next to her chotzer, then the chotzer can only work mekoyach shlichus. We have a din that ain't chavim la'adam shalei b'fana. But midi d'schos, a chotzer can work mikayach shlichus. That's Shitas Taisus here. That's a chiyas mitam shlichus. If that's so, the emes, you can ask on Taisus, how if Rabbi Yochanan holds that chotzer is mishum yad, so how does Taisus get off saying that there's also the quality of shlichus in chotzer? Yeah, how could Taisus say it has both when the Rashba is right? If chotzer is isav mishum yad, so then there's no mekor in Torah that chotzer should also have the quality of shlichus. So really, this nekud is toloi on a machlokas rishonim how to paskin. The end of the Gemara there in Bav Metzia, at the top of Yud Beis Amud Aleph, has a machlokas in how to understand the machlokas of Yoichan Reish Lakish. And the Rif and the Rambam paskin, like the Lashon in the Gemara that says, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, we don't learn out a katan from a ketana. Meaning this din, this idea that Rabbi Yochanan says, that chotzer isadi mishum yad, was said in regard to a ketana only, not in regard to a katan. So how do we know that a katan has kinyan chotzer? The Torah tells us, the Torah is mar b'kinyin chotzer for gneva. So it must be that the kinyin chotzer v'akotin is mitam shlichus. That's the Rif in the Rambam, and that's Taisus as well. But the Rashba says many times that a katan has zechiyah min haTorah because he has chotzer even in cases of metziah, like Rabbi Yochanan. So the Rashba says beferush that the ability for a katan to be koina through a chotzer is not because of shlichus, but because of Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that a chotzer is ad mishum yad. So you see that the Rashba passes like the Lishon of the Gemara that we really do learn, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we really do learn out katan from ketana. And if that's the case, there's no makor in Torah chotzer mishum shlichus. Okay, I'm going very quickly. Is this okay? Yeah.
Does he pass like Rabbi Yochanan, or does he
have
to take
Rosh
Lakish? No, he passed like Rabbi Yochanan.
So, wait, how does Taisa understand Rabbi Yochanan? So, Rabbi Yochanan himself was only talking about a ketana. When Rabbi Yochanan said chotzer mishum yad israboy, that's in regard to a ketana only. But the ability for a cotton to be coined by means of kinyan chotzer, that akorch has to be mitam shlichus, not mitam yad. So that's how Taisa sees that chotzer has both qualities, this quality of yad and this quality of shlichus. And when the Gemara says, v'loigara mishlichus, you take it at face value. And it means that chotzer also has the ability to be koined by means of shlichus. Okay, good. Fine. Moving on. So back to Taisa. So Taisa asked, how do you know that a katan has mamon? One, a katan can't be zoicha la'atzmai. And two, a gadol can't be zoicha for a katan. Midaraisa. Because zechia is mitam shlichus, and a katan is nismai from shlichus. So tes toises, umihu beperekat tekabel, gabri tsor uvezorkoi, egois venoitloi zoicha la'atzmai, ve'in zoicha la'acherim, chefetz umarzei la'achasha, zoicha bein la'atzmai, bein la'acherim. The Gemara in Gittin Samach Dalam base quotes a machlokes between Rav Asi and Shmuel. Rav Asi says, "Sor v'zorkoi egoiz v'naitloi." If a cotton has enough das to mivara between a stone, he takes a stone and throws it away. He takes a nut and he keeps it. If he has that amount of das to mivara like that, then he can be zeicha for himself. And if you give him an object, he knows how to return it. Chefetzu ma'aseh la'achasha, then he can be zeicha even for acherim. And Shmuel agrees that a cotton can be zoicha for himself, but disagrees that he can be zoicha for a chayim. So machlok is between Rav Asi and Shmuel. Rav Asi holds that once a cotton gets to the point of chefetz u'machzir la'achasha, he can be zoicha for a chayim. And Shmuel holds he can't be, though he can't be zoicha for himself. So according to the Rashba, this machlok is between Rav Asi and Shmuel makes a lot of sense. Because the Rashba holds that zchiyah has nothing to do with shlichus, zchiyah has to do with Zchiyah is mitam yad, and a cotton has a yad. So Vasi's saying, once a cotton reaches a certain level of das, then he has a sufficient enough yad to be zeicha for others. And Shmuel disagrees, because Shmuel holds that even at that level of das, a katan doesn't have a sufficient enough yad to be mekabel for others. That's a simple machlokes between Rav Asi and Shmuel. Does a katan have enough of a yad to be mekabel for others? Rav Asi says yes, and Shmuel says no. But according to Tosfos, if a katan doesn't have shlichus midaraisa, then and zechiyah is mitam shlichus, so how can a katan be zeicha for acherim? How does that work? So Tosfos himself in Gittin is aimed on this, and Tosfos says that when we're mema'et ketanim from shlichus, we're only mema'et ketanim from shlichus by things that they can't do themselves. But if they can do something themselves, then they can be a shaliach. So like, I don't know, what's an example of something a katan can't do for himself? Katan can't, I don't know, what's an example? Truma. Katan can't be mafish truma. Right? Katan can't be mafish truma, so he can't make a shaliach to be mafish truma. But a katan can be zeich la'atzmai. So if a katan can be zeich la'atzmai, then he can be zeich for acherim. That's Rav Asi. But Shmuel disagrees. And Shmuel holds a katan can't be zeich for acherim. So there are two possibilities in Shmuel. Yeah. What are the two possibilities? What's possibility number one? You can tell me. Possibility number one, this is what the Ran says, is that Shmuel disagrees with this Yisaita Rav Asi and holds that a katan isn't only nismat from things that he can't do himself, but rather the mute is legamre. And even if a katan can do something himself, he can never be a shaliach. That's possibility number one. That's what the Ran says. Possibility number two is that Shmuel agrees to the yisoid of Rav Asi, and that really, if a katan can do something himself, he can be a shaliach for others. But the fact of the matter is, a katan doesn't have enough das to have a yad in the kabbalah for others. Because you still have to have both. The katan has to have enough das to do something for other people, and he also has to have the ability to be a shaliach. So he might be able to, he might have the ability to be a shaliach, because he's not nisma'id from shlichus and things he can do himself. But we could still say, like the Rashba says, Shmuel disagrees because a katan doesn't have enough das to have a yad mekabel for others. Those are two possibilities. And we'll see in a second a hechrech and taisis to say like one of these two possibilities. So that's how the Rashba on one hand and Tosfos on the other hand are going to learn this sugya. According to the Rashba, this sugya has nothing to do with shlichus. The sugya has to do with how much das a katan has. If Asi holds a katan has enough das to be zeich la'acherim, then Shmuel holds he doesn't. But according to Tosfos, this sugya is either machloikis in the geder of the shlichus of a katan, where Rav Asi holds a katan has shlichus in things he can do himself, and Shmuel disagrees, or Rav Asi holds a katan has shlichus in things he can do for himself, and Shmuel disagrees because, like the Rashba, he thinks that a katan doesn't have enough das in the kabbal for others. Yeah. So how can a katan be zeich for himself? If the Gemara of Basra says that a katan can't be zeich for himself, so Tosfos answers because das acheres makne. Mokum das acheres makne, a katan can be zeich for himself. So the shach in Reish Mem Gimel, is that right? The shach in Reish Mem Gimel says on the basis of this Tosfos that not only can a katan be zeiche for acherim, but acherim can also be zeiche for the katan. Which Tosfos doesn't say before. And the Tosfos asks, where does he see in Tosfos that this is true? So, the pshat and the shach is that the way Tosfos Havan and the Gemara and Gittin is that the reason why Rav Asi holds a katan can be zeich for acherim, again, is because Rav Asi holds that a katan can be zeich for la'atzmai when there's das acheres maknet, like in the case of matana. And if a katan can be zeich for la'atzmai, then by definition, he's able to do something himself. And a katan is not nismat from shlichus in things he can do for himself. So therefore, a katan is in the parsha of shlichus. A katan is not nisma'it from this type of shlichus. If that's the case, then just as a katan can be zoicha la'acherim, there's nothing to stop a acherim from being able to be zoicha for the katan. So it's mamish the same inyan. There's no reason to mechalik. It makes a lot of sense. A katan is nisma'it from shlichus, from atim gam atim. If that miut doesn't apply in things a katan can do for himself, then there's no miut whatsoever. If there's no miut whatsoever, there's nothing stopping somebody else from being zaycha on behalf of the katan. And be'emes, the lashon of Taisus sounds like this is what Taisus means. Because Taisus says, mihu, gabrit shor v'zorkai egoiz v'naitloi zaycha latzmei v'in zaycha l'acherim, chevetzu ma'achzeh l'achashah zaycha b'in latzmei b'in l'acherim, mashma d'haynu midoraisa. Taisa says, mashma dahainu midiraisa. So that dahainu, what's that going on? So we heard it's going on what Taisa said earlier. Ein zachin lekotten, v'afilu manda omar zachin lekotten, hainu midirabonim v'lo midiraisa. Even according to manda omar who holds, you can be zoich for a cotton, that's mashma, you can be zoich for a cotton midirabonim, v'lo not midiraisa. And then Taisa brings the Gemara in Gittin, and says the Gemara in Gittin is mashma dahainu midiraisa. Meaning the ability to be zoiche la'acherim is deraisa. So the Lashon and Taisus is also mashma like the Shach. The issue is, who do we pass him like? Rav Asi or Shmuel? Not a trick question. Shmuel. Halacha is like Shmuel. So this is only true according to Rav Asi, who holds that a katan can be zoiche la'acherim. But Shmuel disagrees and holds that a katan can't be zoiche la'acherim. So according to if we pass in like Shmuel, then in the end of the day, where do we see from this Taisus that Lamaisa Acherin can be Zeich for a cotton? So that's the answer. Depends on how you learn why Shmuel disagrees with Rav Asi. If you learn like the Ran and Shmuel disagrees with the Iker Yesod of Rav Asi and thinks that a cotton is Nisma'et Legamre from Shlichus, then can Acherim be Zoich for the cotton? Vaday not. But if you learn, like the second possibility, that Shmuel disagrees simply because a cotton doesn't have enough of a yad to mekabel for others, then even though a cotton doesn't have enough of a yad to mekabel for others, there's nothing stopping Acherim, Gedolim, from being Zoich for a cotton. Because a Gadol has a Gesunter yad, his yad does work. So his yad works, so there's no problem in this equation. We have the ability for shlichus, and we have a gezunta yad. What about the fact that a cotton can be zeich for himself? According to Shmuel? Oh, so just Shmuel means that cotton has enough das to be zeich for himself.
So but he doesn't have enough.
Well, therefore, you can be zeich for him. If someone is zeich for him? If there's a matonis, that's a case of das acheres makne, right? And he has that both. Yes, das acheres makne, and the cotton has to be able to, you know.
So one, you have to discuss the two different understandings of ways to understand Shmuel. One, you say if he's zochah for himself.
Yeah.
Or zochah for him.
No, but if Shmuel holds that a cotton is nisma from shlichus legamrei, then Acherin can't be Zeicha for him, because the only way Acherin can be Zeicha for him is by means of Shlichus. Yeah? Okay. Fine, that's Pshat in this Shach. That one, the Lashon of Taisus is really Meir, that Taisus is saying that even being Zeicha L'Acherin is Deraisa. That's what Taisus is Mashmet, the Hainu Deraisa. And in Sfar, it makes a lot of sense. And there's a Haychacha here that if you want to say this Pshat in Taisus, that Taisus must hold that Shmuel disagrees with Rav Asi because Shmuel thinks that a cotton doesn't have enough das in the kabel for a chayim, but not because he disagrees with the gedder of the shlichus of a cotton. One yadir Rebbe pointed out is that Rebbe Kiva Eger asks on Shitas Rav Asi, the Mishnah in Gittin says that a ketana is not able to mimemana shaliach le'inyin kabbalas gita. So Frag to Bekiva Eger, if Pshat Navasi is that if you can do something yourself, you can make a shaliach to do it, so why can't the katana make a shaliach to mekabel her get? A katana is able to mekabel his gita, so why can't the katana tell someone else to mekabel the get for her? So Bekiva Eger's machir from here, that there are really two there are two things that are necessary for, well, maybe I'll put it like this. The way Rabbi Akiva Eiger says it is that without the miut of atim gam atim, I'd know that a katan isn't able to memana shaliach. There's two different types of shlichus going on here. There's a shlichus of zachin l'adam shalai b'fanav. That type of shlichus doesn't have to have a minui shlichus. And then there's the type of shlichus where you actually have to be memana shaliach. So in things where you have to memana a shaliach, if you want to make someone a shaliach, create what's like chalois shlichus, where that individual is acting like you, so that a katan vadai doesn't have enough das to do. So a katana, despite the fact that she can makabel her own get, doesn't have enough das to be memana a shaliach and create a chalois shlichus for somebody else to accept the get. Yeah? The miut of atem gam atem is mema'et katanim from cases where you don't need minu shlichus. Like situations of zachin l'adam shalai b'fanav, where there's no necessity for minu shlichus. And there Rav Asi holds that miut was only said by things he can't do himself. But if he can do it himself, then he's within the parsha of zachin l'adam shalai b'fanav. So that's just the yidiyah. Yeah.
What's something you
zachin l'adam shalai b'fanav? There you don't have to have minu shlichus. Okay, so Taisa says it's mashma from this Gemara in Gittin, the Hainu Midaraisa, the machlekes between Rav Asi and Shmuel is deraisa. How mitaparch lemanda omer echad zev echad zev zeich latzmi vein zeich lacherim. That shita Shmuel mehachid ma'arim la ma'aser sheni. The mashma de zeich lacherim midaraisa. So Taisa is trying to prove that this when Shmuel says when Rav Asi says you can be zeich lacherim, that's even deraisa. So what's his raya? Says Taisa, because the Gemara asks a kasha on Shita Shmuel from a Mishnah that tells you you can make a ha'arama with your ma'aser sheni, your katan can be zeicha your ma'aser sheni for you, and then you don't need to pay chaynish, right? You don't have to pay chaynish. So really, the Gemara there asks two kashas on Shmuel. Yeah, the Gemara first asks from Shitufei Mevuos. The Gemara quotes a Mishnah in Erevin, and the Mishnah says, Ketzer Mishnathim B'mavoy, goes on to explain that you're able to, that a Shifcha is able to be Zeicha in the Shitufei Mevuos for the Bnei HaMavoy. So the Gemara asks, Shifcha, if it's a, there's no such thing as a Shifcha G'dayla, because once she becomes a G'dayla, she's Yat L'Cheirus. So Shifcha is by definition a Ketana, and you see that a ketana can be zeicha for others. And the Gemara answers, "Shaini shitufi mevuos derabbanan." So Tosfos in Gittin understands when the Gemara answers, "Shaini shitufi mevuos derabbanan," it means that the machlokes between between Rav Asi and Shmuel is only machlokes deraisa. Meaning when Rav Asi says a katan can be zeicha for others, and Shmuel says a katan can't be zeicha for others, that machlokes is only machlokes deraisa, the ikar hadin. But Shmuel agrees that midrabanan a katan can be zeicha for others. And since that's the case, when it comes to shitufei mevuos, which is a din derabanan, so the ability for a katan to be zeicha for others derabanan is sufficient. That's Taisus in Gittin. According to that Taisus in Gittin, so you have a raya muchrachas from this Gemara, that when Rav Asi says that a katan can be zeich l'acherim, he can be zeich l'acherim, deraisa. The problem is, Taisus by us didn't quote that kash in the Gemara, or Teirutz. So Tosos obviously didn't feel that this was a raya. If that's the case, am I going too quickly? I see a lot of blank stares. No, I'm like, what? Thank you. So if Taisus holds that this is pshat in the Gemara, so then why didn't Taisus by us just bring a raya from this Teirutz? Shaini shitufei mevuos derabanan. No, you didn't have a question. Didn't raise your hand to say there. So the other pshat in the Gemara there is the Ran, and the Ran says shaini shitufei mevuos derabanan means since shitufei mevuos is derabanan, so the chacham mermekel. to allow Aktana to be Zaychefer Lachayim Le'inyan Shituhim of Weiss. So if that's the case, then La'olam you can say the machlokas between Rav Asi and Shmuel is even a machlokas der Rabbanan. And Rav Asi holds that a cotton can be Zaych Lachayim der Rabbanan, but not der Aisa. And Shmuel disagrees. And even Shmuel would say that a ketana can be zeicha for the bnei hamavoi, because she too from the voice is just the din d'rabbanan and the chacham are makel to allow a ketana to be zeicha lachem le'inyan she too from the voice. So if that's pshat, then there's no raya from the first kash and teretz in the Gemara. That's why Tosis brings a raya from the second kash of the Gemara, because the second kash of the Gemara. There's two ways to understand what the Gemara's teretz is when it says Shani Shitufim Mevos Terabonon. One way to understand the teretz of the Gemara is that it's saying the machlokis between Rav and Shmuel is only a machlokis le'inyan the din deraisa. Rav Asi holds mid deraisa a cotton can be zeicha for others, and Shmuel holds mid deraisa a cotton can't be zeicha for others. But that doesn't mean that Shmuel holds a cotton can't be zeicha for others mid derabonon. So when the Gemara says Shani Shituvim Avos Derabanan, it means that really Shmuel agrees that midrabanan a cotton can be zeicha for others, and that's why a ketana can be zeicha for the bnei hamavoi le'inyan Shituvim Avos. But that can't be the way our Taisus is learning, because if it is, then you have a very clear raya from that shlav of the Gemara that the machlokus is le'inyan deraisus. So it must be that Taisus learns that shlav of the Gemara to mean something else, like the Ran says that the teretz of the Gemara just means no. Shmuel would agree that a cotton can be zeicha for others in case of shitufim avos because it's midrabanan anyone they're makel. But in general, a cotton can't be zeicha for others. So instead, Taisus brings a raya from the second kasha of the Gemara, where the Gemara asks the Marima Maaser Sheni. So the raya is from the fact. The raya is because the Gemara's kasha is azoi. The Gemara is asking. According to Shmuel, who holds that a cotton can't be zeicha l'acherim, then how can you make this ha'arama, where the cotton is zeicha on behalf of his father? But Tainach, according to Rav Asi, who holds that a cotton can be zeicha l'acherim, I can understand why he can make this ha'arama. So the fact that the Gemara asked the kasha on Shmuel and didn't ask the kasha on Rav Asi proves that the Gemara understood that the machlokes is le'inyan the din deraisa. Because if Rav Asi was saying that a cotton can only be zeicha la'achirim midrabanan, so even according to Rav Asi, the mission of Marima Maaser Sheni is difficult, because the case of Marima Maaser Sheni is in the Havamina Maaser Sheni deraisa. So the Mishnah only stims with Rav Asi if you understand that Rav Asi means that cotton can be zeicha l'acherim deraisa. So the Gemara asks, according to Shmuel, who holds that cotton can't be zeicha l'acherim deraisa, then how do you make sense of the Mishnah of Marim Maaser Sheni? Fine, I'm going to skip this shtickel and taisis about Mufla Samach Leish. Taisis says, Tzas mashal Yerushalmi perek chaloin, dimu bendas isle ischim midiraisa, da amina rabon de keisare, amre, kam betinak sheish bodas, kam betinak sheim bodas. Says Taisus, I'm going to bring you another raya, that a cotton who has das has ischim deraisa, from the Yerushalmi Erevin. It's a tricky Yerushalmi. Let's go over the shak of the Torah of the Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin is on the Mishnah of Kesa Mishtatim Dermavoy. And the Mishnah says that a shifcha can be zeicha the members of the mavoi, the bnei hamavoi, for the shituvim mavois. So let's get the tzura of the shakavitaria. The Gemara first asks. The Gemara asks Akasha, shifcha is a ketana, and a ketana can't be zeicha for others. So the Gemara's kasha, just like the Gemara asked on Shmuel in Gittin. So the Gemara says, Bishlama, according to Rabbanan, I don't know, what does it say, Rabban Dehacha? Bishlama, according to Rabbanan Dehacha, who holds that once a cotton gets to the gill of Tzor Umatzniyai, then his gezel is gezel gomor.
A cotton can reach a level of das where if he steals something, then he can make a kinyan and he can be zeicher for himself.
The Gemara means once he can be zeicher for himself, like Rav Asi, once he can be zeicher for himself, he can be zeicher la'achirim.
But according to Rabbi Yochanan, how can a cotton be zeicher la'achirim? Rabbi Yochanan says, "Ein gzeilo mechuvar ad sheyavi be'sa'oris."
A cotton doesn't have real gezel. Funny Lashon Yerushalmi, "Ein gzeilo mechuvar." Many times when the Yerushalmi says mechuvar, mechuvar really means clear. The Yerushalmi means that it's not true. Ein gzeilo mechuvar doesn't mean like his gezel is not clear. It means he has no gezel. Ein gzeilo mechuvar. Just a funny language. Ein gzeilo mechuvar ad sheyagila be'sa'oris. So before he becomes a gadol, he doesn't have a real kinyan to be a gazlan. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, if a cotton can't be zeichel la'atzmai, how can he be zeichel la'acherim? That's the kasha the Gemara has. So first the Gemara says, "Mitaritz Rabbi Yosi yardu la b'shitas ha'pa'utais," meaning, once a cotton reaches the gil ha'pa'utais, where the din is mekach, and they can do. Do all types of media the mekach u'memkar. Then they have a kinyan. They can be zeicher for themselves. So the issue is the din pu'utais a din d'rabbanan, din d'oraisa. The din pu'utais is vaday din d'rabbanan. So when the Gemara says yadu la b'shitas pu'utais, it means that once a cotton gets to the gil pu'utais, then they can be zeicher for themselves, d'rabbanan. So if that's the case, it must be that the Gemara understands mitzchila that all I'm looking for is not a kinyan deraisa, but a kinyan derabanan. If a cotton can do a kinyan derabanan for themselves, they can do a kinyan la'achirim for themselves, and a ktana can be zeicha for others in the shitufei mevuos, which is only a din derabanan anyway. That's the teres of the Gemara. So when Rabbi Yochanan said, "Ein gzeilo mechuvar ad sheyavi be'sa'oris," Rabbi Yochanan didn't mean that a cotton doesn't have gezel deraisa until he brings Beis Ha'aretz. Rabbi Yochanan means that a cotton doesn't even have a kinyan gomer midrabanan until he's maybe Beis Ha'aretz. That's what the Gemara was worried about. According to you, Rabbi Yochanan, you're telling me that a cotton doesn't have gezel gomer even midrabanan until he's maybe Beis Ha'aretz. So if so, he doesn't have a kinyan gomer midrabanan, he can't be zeicher for himself. He can't be zeicher for others. And for the Gemara, yardu lo b'shitas ha'pu'utais. Once he reaches the gil pu'utais, then he has a kinyan gomer midrabanan. The issue is, if that's true, then why did Rabbi Yochanan say, "Ein gzeilo mechuvar ad sheyavi beis ha'aretz"? What should have Rabbi Yochanan said? Rabbi Yochanan should have said, "Ein gzeilo mechuvar ad shehigili le'oinas ha'pa'utais." Because once he comes to gil pa'utais, so then his gzeilo is mechuvar. He has a gezel gomer midrabanan. So must be the din of pa'utais is, the teretz must be that the din of pu'utais is only in cases where the pu'utais don't have an apotrophos, where they're by themselves. So that konas chachomim, that when ketanim don't have people to look out for them, then once they reach the age of pu'utais, they can be zeicha la'atzmai. But if they have an apotrophos, or they have parents, then they can't be zeicha for themselves. So when the Gemara answers yardu lo b'shitas ha'pu'utais, it means that in the case of shitufei mevuos, the chachamim were makel to allow someone who reached the oinas ha'pa'utais to be able to be zeicha for achirim. That's the pshat problem in this gemara. So then the Yerushalmi asks, okay, that might be true. The Mishnah is talking about a ketana who reached the gil, who reached the age of a pa'uta, and the Chachamim make it that a pu'uta can be zeicher la'achirim in this inyan. But the Mishnah says, the lashon of the Mishnah is, that you can't be zeicher with b'nai u'bitei haktanim, but you can be zeicher with your shifcha. So how does that make sense? If you can be zeicher with a shifcha, even though a shifcha is ketana, so why can't you be zeicher with your, why can't you be zeicher through your, through b'nai u'bitei haktanim? So the Gemara brings this memra of Rabbanan de Kesarei, kan b'sheyesh le'das, kan b'she'ein le'das. And the Mefarshi Yerushalmi explain that the teretz of the Gemara means that when the Mishnah says, b'nai u'bitei ketanim, it refers to b'nai b'tei k'tanim who don't have das. When little children who don't have das, they can't be zeiche l'acherim. But children who do have das, children who do have das, who reach the age of pe'utais, like the shifra, they can be zeiche for others. The only issue with this pshat is if that really is the case, then it's funny why the Mishnah was mechalik between b'nai b'tei k'tanim and shifra. But emes, it would have made a lot more sense if the Mishnah be mechalik b'nai obey. The Mishnah should have said, you can't be zeicha through b'nai ubitay ketanim who don't have das, but you can be zeicha through b'nai ubitay ketanim who do have das, and who reach the kila pu'utais. So that's funny. But in any case, that's the gears of the Gemara, that's the shakl of Atari that we have in the Yerushalmi before us. And if this is the gears that Tosfos had, then vaday, there's really no raya for this Gemara that when the Gemara says, Rabban de Kesari Amre kam betina sheish like das, kam betina sheim like das, that's talking about deraisa. Because the whole shakl of Itaria is dealing with the nidin of whether or not there's a kinyan gomor. That's a kinyan gomor mitarbonon. That's muchach from the fact that the Gemara answered, yodit lo b'shita sepa utais, which is only a din d'rabbanan. So, mehecha tesi, that this Gemara is a raya that's a cotton can be, when a cotton has das, it can be zayich lachem deraisa. The other issue is that the tzur of this shakl v'tarya, this whole shakl v'tarya is quoted fully in the Yushalmi on Maaser Sheni, on the Mishnah Marim on Maaser Sheni, the other kash the Gemara brought in Gittin, and there the Gemara also says yardi l'avishita sepa utais. But the Gemara doesn't quote the teretz we haven't gotten that the case of the mission is a case of Maaser Sheni Derabanan. Yeah, our Gemara says the case of Maaser Sheni Derabanan, but the Yushalmi doesn't say it's a case of Maaser Sheni Derabanan. So the Pashas is the case of Maaser Sheni Deraisa. If it's a case of Maaser Sheni Deraisa, then how could the Gemara answer Yardu Lo B'Shitas HaPu'utais? Pu'utais are only Kaina Midarabanan. They can't be Kaina Midaraisa. And here I need to have a Kinyan Deraisa to make this Ha'aron Maaser Sheni. That's the second problem. So Rebbe wanted to be matzia that Tosis. What? The first problem is that there's really no raya here that the sugi is talking about kinyan deraisa. Tosis quoted the memra of Rabban de Kesari kam betinek sheyesh like das, kam betinek sheein like das, as being mashma that when a tinek has das, he can be kinyan deraisa. But the issue is that line in the Gemara in the Yerushalmi that we have is a terutz that's coming off of the Gemara's initial explanation. Yardu lo b'shita sepa utais. Right? First, the Gemara says yardu lo b'shita sepa utais, meaning it's sufficient to reach the gila pa'utais, and once you are a pa'uta, then you can be zocha for others, and that's v'daya din d'rabbanan. And then the Gemara asks, if that's the case, why can't b'nai b'tei k'tanim also be zoicha if they're pu'utais? And the Gemara answers, because they don't have das. But when they do have das, you can be zoicha for acherim. So when the Rabban de Kesari say, kan betinek sheyesh b'das, kan betinek she'en b'das, they're being mechalik within a din d'rabbanan, not a din d'raisa. So how does Taisus know? Where did Taisus see that it's mashu from this memra that when a tinek has das, he can be zoicha for himself and for others d'raisa? That's problem number one. And problem number two is that this whole shakl v'tarya is replicated in the Gemara Maaser Sheni. And the Gemara Maaser Sheni is talking about Maaser Sheni, there are raisa, and yet still the Gemara says, yardi lo b'shita sepa utais, which is very funny, because how does that terutz explain why you can make a ha'arama Maaser Sheni de raisa? Being a pu'uta just gives you the ability to be kaina de rabbanon. But in order to make this ha'arama for Maaser Sheni, you have to be kaina even de raisa. So Rebbe suggested that Tosfos has a different girsa in the Yerushalmi. Tosfos had a different girsa in the Yerushalmi. When the Rabbanan de Kesari, Tosfos understood that when the Rabbanan de Kesari say, kam betinek sheyesh like das, kam betinek sheein like das, that is going back on the Gemara's initial kasha from Rabbi Yochanan. Remember, the Gemara's first kasha was, according to the Rabbanan who hold that once a cotton reaches a certain age, his gezel is gezel gomor, everything's fine.
But according to Rabbi Yochanan, it says, "Ein zeilu mechuv ashiyavi beis ha'ares." How do you make sense of the Mishnah? She tufa mevuais. So on that, the Gemara says, "Amr Rabban de Kesare kam betinak sheyesh baydas kam betinak sheein baydas." Meaning, when Rabbi Yochanan said, "Ein zeilu mechuv ashiyavi beis ha'ares," that's talking about a child who doesn't have. He's not the next Reb Chaim. But if the child is the next Reb Chaim, then he has enough das, and his gezel is gezel gomor. That must be how Tais understood this member of Rabban de Kesare. Now, if Tais had, it's like this, if Tais had the Gemara Ma'aseh Sheni, and this memra of the Rabban de Kesare was a teirutz for the Mishnah Ma'aseh Sheni, Then what's the problem? What's the issue with the Tosis? What?
It's the Raisa.
No, it is the Raisa. Ma'aseh Sheni is the Raisa. I have to get rid of that line. In the Yerushalmi, you have to get rid of that line. And Rabban de Kesare, the teirutz is really Rabban de Kesare.
Even in
Ma'aseh Sheni. So if that's the sugi we have in Ma'aseh Sheni, so what's the problem with the Tosis? Anybody? Now, why did Taisa say it's only Ktsas Mashma? Because then it's Mamish Muchach in the Gemara Ma'aseh Sheni that when the Rabban de Kesare say Kam betina sheyesh baydas, Kam betina sheyesh baydas, that a tina sheyesh baydas is able to be Zeich la'acherim midaraisa. Because the only way to make sense of the Mishnah Ma'aseh Sheni is if you're able to be Zeich la'acherim midaraisa. So why did Taisa say it's only Ktsas Mashma from Rabban de Kesare? And in fact, if you notice, Taisa quotes the Gemara in Perek HaChaloyim, which is the Gemara in Erevin, not the Gemara Ma'aseh Sheni. So you could ask, why didn't Tosfos quote the Gemara Ma'aseh Sheni? So Kar Chata Omer that Tosfos didn't have the Gemara Ma'aseh Sheni. So he didn't have that Yerushalmi, that wasn't available to him. All he had was the Gemara in Erevin. And since the Gemara in Erevin is talking about Shituf and Mevuos, which is the Rabbanan, so Tosfos thought, it could be that when the Gemara answers, Kan Betinek Sheyesh Baydas, Kan Betinek Sheein Baydas, that really is a Chiluk in Dinim de Rabbanan. That's a possibility. The Rabban de Kesare is saying, if a tinek has das, he's able to make a kinyan to Rabbanan. But apparently, Tosfos thought it wasn't mistaber to say that way. It has more mashma that the chiluk is in a din de araisa. This, I don't think Rabbi explained why it's more mistaber to say one way or the other, unless someone else remembers. Okay, I guess no one remembers. Yeah, Lichai Taisus thought it's more mistaber to say that the chiluk that Rabban de Kesare are making are chiluk in Dinim Deraisa, that a tinuk who has das is able to be zayich latzmei em lachem deraisa, and a tinuk who doesn't have das isn't able to be zayich lachem latzmei deraisa. But the possibility exists that it could be that pshat in the sug, that the Rabban de Kesare are being mechalik between Dinim Derabonan. It's not mamish muchach. So that's why Taisus says it's ktsas mashma. Fine, that's the Yerushalmi. And Tosfos goes on to say, are we good? All good? What? How do you see Mashma
de'Aisa? What was the kash from
Rabbi Yochanan? The kash from Rabbi Yochanan is, according to Rabbi Yochanan, holds Ein Gzeilu Mechuvar as Yavi Beis Ha'aretz. And the Gemara says, yeah, Rabbi Yochanan's talking about a tinok who doesn't have das. But a tinok who does have das, then Gzeilu Mechuvar. The kasha was, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you see that a cotton isn't able to be zoicha for himself, because he can't have a kinyan. If he could be zoicha for himself, then he would have gezel. Maybe that's why it's more mistaber to say that it's a din deraisa, because the lashon of the Gemara is, according to Rabban de Hacha, once he reaches the age of tsoru matzniyai, then he has gzela gezel gomor. That lashon, gzela gezel gomor, is mashma gezel deraisa. And when Rabbi Yochanan comes and says, "Ein gzeilu mechuvar ashiyavi beis ha'aretz," he means he doesn't have gezel deraisa until he's maybe beis ha'aretz. And you see from the fact that the Gemara asks from Rabbi Yochanan, who says he doesn't have gezel gomer until you're maybe beis ha'aretz, that the Gemara wants to create a tzura where he's zoicha la'acherim ula atzmai min ha'tayra, min deraisa. So when the Gemara answers, "Amir Rabban de Kesare kam betina sheyesh baydas kam betina she'ein baydas," then it must be referring to a chiluk in deraisa, not a chiluk in derabanan. But that's why Taisa says it's Tas Mashma. Fine. So what do we have in Taisa so far? So first Taisa says, Taisa goes to Gemara Baba Bas, and the Gemara says a cotton can't be Zeichel Atzmai and he can't be Zeichel Acherim because he doesn't have, a cotton doesn't have Shlichus and Zechir works mitam Shlichus. And then Taisa says, no, but it's Mashma in the Gemara in Gittin that a cotton can be Zeichel Atzmai and he can be zeichel acherim, and says the shach acherim can be zeichel for him, even deraisa. And what's the pshat in that? Pshat is, once you have das acheris makna, you can be zeichel, the cotton can be zeichel atzmai, and if he can be zeichel atzmai, then he can be zeichel acherim, because a cotton isn't nismat from shlichus and things he can do for himself. And if he's not nismat from shlichus and things he can do for himself, then really acherim can be zeichel for him. And then Taisa says, and there's even Yerushalmi that's mashmikin zeichel acherim, and for himself deraisa, this is the memory of Rabban Kesari. And finally, Taisa says that there is a Gemara in... Oh, then Taisa says, but... Pardon me. Taisa says, however, there's a Gemara in Ezehu Neshech. In Bav Metzion Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. Or Aleph. It's at the bottom of one Gemara, the bottom of one Gemara. Right? There's the sugi about... shlichus by a goy. So Taisa says that be'ezahu neshech mashma deleis le'zchiyo midereisa, because the girsa in Rav Svarim is cotton nehi de shlichus leis le'zchiyo midrabon in Islay. The Gemara there wants to know why a goy doesn't have shlichus. So the Gemara says. The Gemara says a goy should at least have schia. He's a cotton, doesn't have shlichus, but he does have schia midrabona. So a goy too. A goy doesn't have shlichus, but at least he should be no worse than a cotton and have schia midrabona. And the Gemara answers, no, a cotton is osi lichal shlichus, so he has schia midrabona, but a goy isn't osi lichal shlichus, so he doesn't have schia at all. So the girsa in most of the svarim that we have is nehid shlichus leislei, but schia midrabona islei. So the simple pshat in Taisus is that this is Taisus asking kash and everything he said so far. The Gemara here is negative what Taisus wants to prove from the Yerushalmi and everything, and the Gemara in Gittin. And I, even though those two sugyas are talking about a cotton being zoicha for others, whereas this sugya in Ezehu Neshech is talking about others being zoicha for a cotton, that's not a problem. It's like we say when you're trying to understand the shach, it's mamish, it's the same meaning. The problem is it's not clear what the kasha is from the Gemara Ezehu Neshech. Because it's very possible to say that when the Gemara says a cotton doesn't have shlichus but has zechiyah midrabanan, so that's talking about cases where there's no das acheres makne. If there's no das acheres makne, then he can't be zechiyah la'atzma. If he can't be zechiyah la'atzma, he has no shlichus. So it might be that he has zechiyah midrabanan, like Amar Dama says in the Gemara Bava Basra, but he doesn't have zechiyah deraisa. Whereas in our sugyas, getting in the Yerushalmi, we can say that's the case of das acheres makna. So that's the case. What's Taisus bothered by here? Mamash push the tails. Here there's das acheres makna. Here there's no das acheres makna. That's problem number one. Problem number two. Is Taisus goes on to say that there are svarim where the girsa and the Gemara Ezehu Neshech is nehi deshlichus leislei zechiyah islei, and doesn't have that last word midabana. According to that girsa, it's very tenable to say when the Gemara says zechiyah islei, it means zechiyah islei midaraisa. So it sounds from Taisus that if according to that girsa in the Gemara, then everything's fine. That this Gemara Bava Metzia stems very well with the Yerushalmi and the Gemara Gittin. But it still doesn't work. Because we explained the whole reason why a cotton isn't the Isma'it from Zechiyah is because when there's Das Acheres Makne, he can be Zeich for himself. If he can be Zeich for himself, he's not Misna'it from Shlichus, and he can be Zeich of Acherim. So, if the case of the Gemara is, let's say, if the case of the Gemara Bava Metzia is a case of Mamanashach, if the case of the Gemara is a case of Das Acheres Makne, then how could the Gemara say he doesn't have Shlichus, but he has Zechiyah? If it's a case of Das Acheres Makne, so he has Shlichus, and he has Zechiyah. And if it's a case where there is no Das Acheres Makne, like a Metzia, so he has neither Shlichus or Zechiyah. So what's the case that the Gemara is envisioning where when the Gemara says a cotton doesn't have shlichus but has schia, such a tzur doesn't exist. If it's a case of das acheres makne, he has both.
If it's a case where there's no das acheres makne, he has neither. So there's two problems here. One is that the girsa of Rav Svarim, Taisa says the girsa of Rav Svarim seems to be a kash on everything we said above, because it implies that a cotton doesn't have schir deraisa. So what's the problem? That could be talking about a case of das acheres makne. But then Taisa said, Taisa's mashma that in, according to the other Svarim, the Miut Svarim, that a guy is Zechiyo Islay, Mashma Zechiyo Islay Midaraisa, everything's fine. So I don't understand why everything's fine. Yeah? If there's Dazacheres Makna, he should have Zechiyo and Shlichus. If there's no Dazacheres Makna, he should have neither. So really, the problem here is, Taisus' Kasha isn't the Kasha, and Taisus, the thing that Taisus thinks is a Kasha isn't a Kasha. And the thing that Taisus doesn't think is a Kasha is a Kasha. So, yeah? So what's Pshat in Taisus? Furthermore, the Gemara is medame. I'll say it like this. To answer the second problem, the second issue, how do you understand what the Gemara means when it says it doesn't have cotton doesn't have shlichus but has zechiyah? So for that, you could say like a Bikiv Eger. So Bikiv Eger was mechalik between shlichus that requires aminu shlichus and shlichus that doesn't require aminu shlichus, like midi de schos. So there, if you could say that pshat in the sugya, pshat in that Gemara is that a katan doesn't have shlichus, meaning a katan doesn't have the das and the mana shaliach. But yet a katan still has zechiyah, meaning a katan still has the type of shlichus that enables zachim ladim shalei b'fanav. So that could be, that's a tenable possibility. The issue is that the Gemara is medame a katan to a goy. The Gemara says a katan has no shlichus but has zechiyah. So too a goy who has no shlichus should also have schiyah. And then the Gemara is deiche, a cotton is asi lechal shlichus, and a goy isn't asi lechal shlichus. So what's the dimin in the first place? A goy is nisma'it from shlichus because of atem gamatem. So he doesn't have shlichus at all. Yeah, a goy is completely nisma'it legamre from the parsha of shlichus. But a cotton isn't he smart like from the parsha of shlichus? A cotton has shlichus b'midi d'schus. So when the Gemara says a cotton doesn't have shlichus, so maybe you could very well understand that to mean a cotton doesn't have shlichus. He can't be mamana shaliach, but he does have schus. Meaning a cotton has the type of shlichus that allows schus. If a cotton can do something himself, then he's within the parsha of shlichus that doesn't require minu shlichus, such as zochin ladim shalai b'fanav. That's what that line of the Gemara means. Then the Gemara goes on to say, so the same thing should be true by a goy. A goy doesn't have shlichus, but he should also have schiyah. So how does that line make any sense? A goy doesn't have shlichus, yeah, a goy can't manage shlichus. How could the Gemara then say, but a goy should also have zechiyah too? The only reason why a cotton has zechiyah is because he's not nismait from shlichus he can do himself. But a goy is nismait from shlichus legamre. So a goy doesn't have shlichus whether to manage shaliach or whether in regards to the din of zach and ladam shalai b'fanav. So how could the Gemara say, just like a katan has zechiyah, a goy should also have zechiyah? A katan has zechiyah because he has shlichus lein zach and ladam shalai b'fanav. A goy is nismayed from shlichus legamre. He can't have zechiyah lein zach and ladam shalai b'fanav. He can't have shlichus lein zach and ladam shalai b'fanav. So that's pshat in the Gemara. So what's the Gemara trying to do? So the Rebbe answered that really pshat has to be that the sugi above mitzvah is talking about a case where there's no das acheres makne. It's talking about a mitzvah, and a cotton can't be zeiche for himself. So this sugya has nothing to do with. There is no ability for a cotton to have shlichus in the sugya. When the Gemara says a cotton doesn't have shlichus, it means he doesn't have shlichus lo le'inyin being the man of shaliach and lo le'inyin zachin ladim shalei b'fanav. He doesn't have any type of shlichus. And when the Gemara's dimyan to a goy is like this, just as a cotton is nisma'it from shlichus, but has according to the roi gear size has zechiyah derabanan, so too a goy doesn't have shlichus at all, but also should have zechiyah midrabanan. And if the Gemara is talking about a case of das acheres makne, if the Gemara is talking about a case where there's no das acheres makne, then be'em is this Yushalmi is not a kasha on the Yushalmi. This Gemara of Mitzvah is not a kasha on the Yushalmi and the Gemara in Gittin that does describe above.
we initially thought that this when Tosis brought this Gemara Bava Metzia, he thought it was a kasha on what everything he was saying on the basis of the Yerushalmi Perek Achalayin and the Gemara in Gittin. But really, pshat has to be that Tosis does not think there's a steer between this Gemara and the Gemaras he brought earlier, because those Gemaras are talking about a case of Dasa Cheres Makna, and here the Gemara has to be talking about a case where there's no Dasa Cheres Makna, or else there is no dimyon between a cotton and a goy. So what Tosis must be doing is going back on what on his initial proof that Zechir is mitam shlichus, and that it's like Tosis ended one shlav of the discussion, and then he's going back to an earlier nekuda and saying, I'll give you another raya that Zechir is mitam shlichus, because the Gemara Bava Metzia says that because a cotton, the Gemara Bava Metzia says a cotton doesn't have shlichus but has zechiyah midrabanan. So that Gemara is mevur that zechiyah is mitam shlichus, because if zechiyah isn't mitam shlichus, so what's the Gemara saying? What's the kesha between shlichus and zechiyah? Well, the Gemara is saying a cotton doesn't have shlichus, therefore he doesn't have zechiyah deraisa. But he doesn't. That's what the Gemara is saying. A cotton doesn't have shlichus, so therefore he doesn't have zechiyah deraisa. But he does have zechiyah derabanan. So a guy who doesn't have shlichus and also doesn't have zechiyah deraisa, he too should also have zechiyah derabanan. So there's a raya in this Gemara that zechiyah is mitam shlichus. And then Taisa says, according to the Miut Sfarim that say that a cotton has zechiyah deraisa, so that's really a raya hafuch. Even though cotton doesn't have shlichus, he has zechiyah deraisa, that would be a raya l'shitas Rashba. That has to be this Taisa's. And Taisa Rosh does not bring this proof from the Gemara Ezu Nashech. So I think Rebbe said that it's possible that this might be this might be like a Hysaf and Taisus. A Gillian. Someone wrote a Gillian in Taisus and added this line in, because it doesn't fit into the shackle of Taisus.
It skips a lot of things that Taisus doesn't say.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe it's a Gillian. I don't know. Okay, I hear. Either it's a Gillian or Tosis is just, it's a shtickle out of order, but Tosis is going back on what he wanted to say earlier to prove that Zechiz Mitam Shlichus. Here in the Gemara Ezu Nashech, you see a Klor Raya, according to Rav Svar, that Zechiz Mitam Shlichus, and according to the Miut Svar, and there's actually Raya Fuch, like the Shiva Sarash, but that even though Kotten has no Shlichus whatsoever, he's still Zechiz Raisa. Fine. Okay, Ger Kotten. You want to go weiter? Yeah, weiter. Yeah.
What was the question? What was the problem that you can't say Miut Sfarim is a steer to everything, and Rav Sfarim is a steer to everything to the same, and Miut Sfarim is fine? Why can't you just say that Torah Midrabanan and one's Midrash? What was the problem? Tell me about that.
According to is the first kasha or the second?
There's two kashas on.
Right, the first one was Tosas kasha isn't the kasha, and the second one is what Tosas thinks isn't the kasha is a kasha.
Right, so those kashas, right?
Those two kashas.
Yeah.
Let me say them out again. Okay. The first point is that it's unclear why Tosis thinks that this Gemara in Bava Metzia is a kasha to everything we're saying above, because it's a simple chiluk. You can say that the Gemara in Bava Metzia is talking about a case where ein das acheres makne. Not ein das acheres makne. Sorry. The Gemara is talking about a case where there's no das acheres makne. And since there's no das acheres makne, so the cotton doesn't have schi deraisa, only derabonim. And all the other sugis we're talking about cases where das acheres makne, like Tosis said earlier.
There's no das acheres makne.
In the case of Meister Sheni, there is Dasa Cheres Makna.
Tosis
has to say that there's that's those cash again. Oh, the Tosis earlier.
No,
then Tosis says, Avagat Dasa Cheres Makna, son of Delokrivas. I don't know, I'm not sure. Talking about when Tosis hashed the Necho, Hadam Pekla Lavarov. Okay, Okay, so what's the problem?
In the case of Ma'ariv and Ma'aser Shin, that right, you can't say that that's talking about Daskar Smachar, because there's no Daskar Smachar over there.
Oh, so maybe not, but Taisus deals with that problem. He says there's another, but he says another Eitz of Mufa Samech Leish. I mean, you could also say this also. Yeah.
Okay, what was the Kasha?
Oh, so the second point is that, according to the Mietzvarim, sounds like everything will be fine.
Right.
But even according to the Mietzvarim, the Gemara doesn't make any sense, because Mimanavshach, it's a case of Das Acheres Makne, then why does the Gemara say Akotin doesn't have Shlichus but has Chiyah? In the case of Dasacheres Makna, Kotten has Shlichus and Schiyah. And if it's a case of there's no Dasacheres Makna, then a Kotten has...
A Kotten doesn't have Schiyah.
Either. Okay, Ger Kotten. So, Frag Taisus. The Gemara answers, what's the case of Ishu doesn't have Goyalim? It's Gezlager. But Gezlager calls him a Dabber. So, because he's a Kotten, he doesn't have Yorshim, because a Kotten ain't a Molid, and because he's a Ger, he doesn't have parents who can be Yorshim. So you have to have both things. You have to have a Kotten and you have to have a Ger. So Fred Taisus, how can a Ger be Niskayer? So if you say, first Taisus says, according to all the Gemaras that we've seen so far, that a Kotten can be Zeiche for himself, Midaraisa, and a Cherin can be Zeiche for him, Midaraisa, that's only said about Nisrael. But a Kotten who's a Goy doesn't have Zechiyah. So how can he be converted? So Taisus says that's not a problem, because if that was a problem, then by every Ger you'd have such an issue. Because every Ger, says Taisus, even by a Gadol, works midin Zachin Ladim Shalai Befana. Or works midin Zechiyah, rather, not Zachin Ladim Shalai Befana. Works midin Zechiyah. So it says, and for Taisus, it must be that Zechiyah Seviyot Vibon Kacha, since he's becoming an Yisrael by means of this Geirus, so then he has the ability to be Zoyche for this Geirus. Midoraisa. But then says Taisus, but according to the Geirus and the Gemara of Metzia, that a cotton only has Schiyah Derabonon, how can you have a Geir? So first Taisus says, he was Niskaya with his mother. But then Taisus says, yeah, but there's a Gemara Ksuvis and Dafir Aleph and Aleph, and the Gemara says, Ger Kotten Mapil Aysa Adas Bezdin, there his mother isn't with him. So how could you have Ger Kotten who's Mapil Adas Bezdin? He doesn't have Schir Deraisa. If he doesn't have Schir Deraisa, how can he become a Ger Deraisa? That's Taisus's question. And Taisus answers that because the Bezdin are Mal and Toval him, Begufay, so he can be Zeiche Begufay. And it's not that Acherim are being Zeicha for him, but that even a Kotten is being Zeicha for himself. That's the Shach of the Tarian Taisus. So the Stam is that the Taisus needs a Havana, because Taisus is going from marriage one extreme to another. First, Taisus has a strange thought that even a Godel, whose Bali is Gayer, is only Megayer Midin Zachin. Which is like, why would that be true? And then Taisus Mamish jumps ship and says that even a Kotten is able to be Megayer, not by means of Zachin, but because he's Zeiche Begufay. Yeah.
You said earlier, that a Kotten can be Zeiche for himself.
A Kotten can be Zeiche for himself, eh? Oh, Deraisa. So this Taisus is going according to the Girsan Ezu Neshech that a Kotten can't be Zeiche Derabana. Can only be Zeiche Derabana, not Deraisa. If you hold a cotton can be zeiche for himself deraisa and a chayim can be zeiche for him deraisa, then there's no problem. But according to the
Gersen Bav,
right, this Gersen Bav mitzvah, that a cotton only has schi deraisa, not derabana, not deraisa.
Then if it's only derabana,
yeah.
How's he
going first? Right, how can he be a ger deraisa? So Taisus needs a beer. Like, why is he like going from management one extreme to another? So really, what when the Gemara says Ger Kotten Matbil Naisal Das Bezdin, what are you being Zoicha in? So Rashi and Taisus and Ksuvos very clearly understand that you only need to come on to the din of Zoicha Ladam Shalei Befanav when it comes to a Kotten. You don't have to be Zoicha for a Gadol. A Gadol can be Gaya without the din of Zoicha. The bezin has to step in and be zeicha something for the cotton that's lacking in this geirus. So what exactly is lacking? So There's a few possibilities. One possibility is that the cotton is lacking a kabbalas mitzvahs. Cotton doesn't have das, have kabbalas mitzvahs. So the bezin is zeiche the kabbalas mitzvahs for the cotton. That could be pshat and Rebbe pointed out in Meiri, that could be pshat and Rashi too. That's one possibility. Another possibility is that you have to have das for the milan tzvila, and the cotton doesn't have das for the milan tzvila. So since the bezin are doing the milan tzvila, they can supplant the das that the cotton should have. They'll give the das for the milan tzvila. So there's a number of options you can say. Benkach u benkach, the word is that the bezin is being zoiche for a das that the cotton is lacking. If that's the case, it's just the ha'ora. The Gemara asks, the Gemara says, "Amr Rafuna ger cotton mabilan sal das bezin," and then the Gemara asks, "Ma kemashmalan tanina zochin adam shalay befanav ein chavin adam shalay befanav," and then the Gemara answers, "Mahu detema oivik chavin bevker neichalei kemashmalan." That I would have thought that a guy likes hefkerus; he doesn't want to be a Jew. His cotton doesn't want to be a Jew, and it's really a chayv to megayer him. Kimash Malan, since he wasn't time the surah yet, so it's not a chayv for him to become a Jew. He's not missing out on anything that he had access to in the first place. According to these pshatim, any of these options, that the bezin is being zoicha das the cotton is lacking, whether le'inyin the kabbalas mitzvahs or le'inyin the mila untfila. So it's a bit surprising that the Gemara didn't say that the chiddush is this very point, that the bezin can be zoicha in a kabbalas mitzvahs. But the bezin can be zeich and mila, the das mila and tila. That's a surprising chiddush. So why didn't the Gemara just say that? Why did the Gemara have to say mo detei ma'ivik echad me'efker nechalei kemash malan? Since he wasn't time the surah, it's a schusulai. The Gemara should say that there's really a big chiddush here, that the bezin can be zeich a kabbalas mitzvahs. The bezin can be zeich a das mila and tila. So you have to say that be'enei hashas. This wasn't such a big chiddush. That wasn't really such a major bombshell that Rav Huna was expressing. That really it's a bigger chiddush, that it's a schus for him and not a chayva. But this ha'ara could be very useful understanding Taisus by us. Because it could be that Taisus had a different machshav in how to explain, how to understand why all the Gemara said was that the chiddush is that it's a schus, not a chayv. When Taisus says that even by a gadol, his geirus works midin zachin, the pshat in Taisus seems to be that the bezdin is zeiched the Yiddishkeit for a gadol, meaning that when anyone's bali skayer, they can't be zeiched la'atzmi, because what are they being zeiched la'atzmi? They can't just take Yiddishkeit. It's not theirs to be taken. It's the bezdin who gives them their Yiddishkeit. So the bezdin has to be zeiched the Yiddishkeit for them, which sounds like a very big chiddush. That the bezin is able it's not just that the bezin is zeicha the milat tefila, that the bezin is zeicha kabbalas mitzvah, but the bezin is zeicha the whole Yiddishkeit. They're the yad that's mekabel the Yiddishkeit for the ger. So it sounds like a very big chiddush. But the fact of the matter is that that's not Rav Huna's chiddush, but that's the chiddush of gerus altogether, because if a gadol who's bali skayer is miskayer only midin zochin. So that's not Rav Huna didn't come up with that. That's the chiddush of gerus altogether. So when Ravuna says ger katan matvila naisal das bezdin, it must be that Ravuna's only chiddush is that it's a schos, not a chayva. But then Taisus asks, if a katan doesn't have schir derabonin, so then how can he become a ger? How can the bezdin be zayche him the ger's deraisa? So Taisus jumps ship, and Taisus says that really pshat is that the bezdin. When the bezin are mal and tovel him, so that whatever that allows that make it like it's like machshir his guf to be mekabel Yiddishkeit. Like his guf is now prepared for gerus, and it's not that somebody else is being zeicha the Yiddishkeit for him, but he's just being zeicha in his guf. That process of milan tefila in his guf is what makes him a Jew. And even a cotton is able to be zeiche for himself in his own guf. And when the Gemara says, "Ma kemash malan tanina zachin ladim shalay befanav," it doesn't mean that this din of ger cotton matbilay sabat das bezdin works midin zachin. Says Taisus, it just means that if it wasn't a schus for him, then ein lebezdin leitz matzei bezet. The bezdin wouldn't be responsible to me megayer him. If it wasn't the schus, then Bezin shouldn't take the effort to be malin tovel him so that he can be zeicher begufay and become a yid. Okay, we'll stop here.